This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. I have a helpful message for those of you who think the worst thing you can do is bring a salad to Thanksgiving dinner. Do not eat romaine lettuce, any of it, from anywhere or in anything. That's the message coming from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week. Dozens of people in 11 states have been sickened by E. coli bacteria that was traced back to romaine greens. But investigators still haven't figured out how the lettuce got contaminated. For more on that, here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
At a Whole Foods store in downtown Los Angeles, there's enough food to fulfill your every Thanksgiving desire. Unless it's salad. Shopper Eric Shin came to stock up for his holiday feast and found some empty shelves and this notice.
Following a nationwide advisory from the CDC, Whole Foods Market has removed all romaine lettuce and products containing romaine lettuce.
Retailers and restaurants across the country have been throwing out any and all romaine products until a source of the contamination can be identified. And that's tough with produce, says Sarah Sorscher with the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
The trail goes cold, and they're able to trace it just one link up the supply chain.
She says current regulations only require vendors to keep records from one step before and one step after they get their hands on it. And there are a lot of hands on romaine lettuce, according to food science professor Haley Oliver at Purdue University.
From planting, you know, to harvest, processing in a processing plant where it's triple washed, to cutting it up into those more convenient pieces.
That's a lot of opportunities for bad stuff to get into our food. Oliver says new blockchain technology could make it possible to track data from all these steps, but it's going to take a massive investment.
Because that individual producer is going to have to know, okay, where did the seeds come from? And from there, be able to forward the information to the next person in the supply chain.
Until that happens, Whole Foods shopper Eric Shin, like many other consumers this week, is playing it safe with his holiday side. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.